Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Strong Sisters of Faith weekly radio program. I'm your host, Dr. Kathleen Tabb. Thanks again for tuning in. Let's start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ that we come. We thank you and praise you for yet another opportunity to share your precious word. We invoke your blessings upon each and every one under the sound of my voice. For it's in your name, Lord, we do pray. Amen. Once you get your Bible and paper and pen, and towards the end of the program, I'll share some very important information with you concerning our organization, Strong Sisters of Faith. But for now, I'd like to step right into the Word of God. So turn with me, if you will, to the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And of course, I'm a King James girl. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Just for a few minutes this morning, I'd like to talk around the thought of not conforming to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our minds. Yes, the book of Romans is a very interesting book. It deals with the foundation of what all Christ had done for us. In the book of Romans, it deals with every major doctrine. Soteriology, which simply means the doctrine of salvation. It deals with pneumatology, which is the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, the third party of the Trinity. It deals with eschatology, the fact that one day Jesus is coming back again. It also deals with ecclesiology. That's the doctrine that makes up the church. So I would recommend in your reading during the course of the week that you would study the book of Romans. I'm sure that it will be extremely helpful in your Christian walk. So I want to talk, as I said, around the thought of not conforming to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our mind. So transformed and not conformed. The word transformed in the Greek means metamorphosis. Metamorphosis is a Greek word. And when we think of metamorphosis, we think about a change such as that of a caterpillar becoming a butterfly. Yes, that's what I want to talk about. We, as believers of Christ, we are transformed. And whenever we are transformed, we undergo something called metamorphosis. It's a change. It's changing from that ugly state into something that is beautiful. How do we put ourselves on the altar and become a sacrifice to God? How do we become a beautiful sacrifice unto God? Well, first of all, we have to go through some ugly changes. The scripture says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. So I beseech you. Paul is saying that I beseech you, I beg you, brethren. So he's talking to believers here. He says, I beg you, brethren, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your body a living sacrifice. So the key is a living sacrifice, not a dead sacrifice, but a living sacrifice. And he goes on to say that this is your spiritual act of worship. It's reasonable, it's logical to do. Why? Because Christ has done so much for us. And because he's done so much for us, the least we could do is to consecrate our service unto him. Now, that word consecration is not just a denominational term, but the word consecration means to be set apart for the master's use. I know that some people tend to think that certain denominations have a hold on consecration, but Christ has called all of us as believers, each and every believer, to consecrate their life unto Him. Just like we don't like to use dirty plates or dirty glasses, God does not want to use something that has not been set apart and cleansed for Him. Also, it goes on to say that we ought to present our bodies a living sacrifice, which is our reasonable service, but it says that we ought to be not conformed to this world. Now, conformity is something that seems like we see so much of in this present world. It seems like it's easier, and it's always been easier, I guess, to go along, to get along, than to stand alone. But God has called us as believers not to conform to this world. It says conformity, just to do something just because others are doing it, does not mean that that's the right thing to do. In these last days, God is looking for someone to stand up and to stand out and to realize that they have been marked, they have been branded. They are standing and representing Christ, not going along with the crowd because they cannot tolerate being ostracized or criticized or ridiculed, but they're willing to walk the walk, and they're willing to pay the price for Christ. And that is so important for us to know on this morning. We don't have to conform to the world standards. We need to march to a different drumbeat. We need to be in tune and in touch with the voice of God, and know that without a shadow of a doubt, wherever God leads us, He has already gone ahead to prepare that way for us, thus making it easier for us to walk or to follow in His footsteps. So the Bible says, be not conformed to this world. Stop allowing the world to dictate to you what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to act and how you're supposed to dress and how you're supposed to talk. No, and how you're supposed to walk. No, the Bible, God's Word, tells us how we're supposed to walk and talk and act as believers. We're not supposed to act and talk like the world. We have been called out to be different and to make a difference. So the word transformed, as I said before, talks about a process. And it also talks about in the scripture about transforming by the renewing of our mind. How can we get a renewed mind? I'm so glad you asked. The way to get a renewed mind is by meditating on the Word of God, staying in the Word of God. God's Word is fresh. It's a rhema. Every time you read God's Word, you'll get something different out of it. Over and over and over again, I remember reading the 23rd Psalm, and I never quite read it or understood it like one day when God just opened my spiritual eyes, and I was able to look at that 23rd Psalm and to see it in a whole different light. I was able to see it in such a way where it was so personal, as David just laid out all the personal pronouns in that 23rd Psalm. I said all that to say this, that God's Word is so fresh. Every time you read it, you'll get something different. God's Word is powerful, and He'll speak to you, but you got to get into God's Word in order for you to hear the voice of God. So that's how you can get a renewed mind. That's how the things that the bad things that we think, the bad things that we do, can be corrected. How the negative can turn into a positive. How a mean old nasty attitude and disposition can be changed into one that's pleasant and joyful, one that's loving and one that's long-suffering. Only God's Word is able to do that. So the Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. And so we talked about consecration, consecrating ourselves for the Master's use, being set a part being set to be utilized for the glory of God, and not allowing ourselves to go along, to get along, not to conform to this world, but we want to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And then we said, how are we going to renew our mind? By getting and staying into the Word of God, by being around like-minded folk, by having fellowship, by just, you know, meditating, by just singing and making melody and sweet songs in your heart and making a joyful noise unto the Lord. That allows you to have a transformed mind. That allows you to listen to the voice of God and be led by His Holy Spirit. That kind of sets the atmosphere when you think about it. It sets praise, sets the atmosphere for us to enter into His gates with thanksgiving and to come into His courts with praise. It allows us to come into His presence and to embrace His presence. So be not conformed, but be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. It will change your conduct. It will change your outlook. It will change the outcome. It will change your mindset. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it's in your name we come. We thank you and praise you. Each and every one under the sound of my voice, God, I'm praying that a transformation will take place. A transforming of their mind will come into total subjection to your holy will. We ask these things in your name, and our hearts do say, Amen. Won't you get your paper and pen, and just as I promise, I'd like to share a couple ways that you can contact Strong Sisters of Faith, our organization. You could check us out on the web at www.strongsistersoffaith.org, or you could write to us at Strong Sisters of Faith, P.O. Box 19133, Philadelphia, PA 19143. Or you can call us at 267-582-4947. We also have a prayer hotline every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. And that prayer hotline number is 716-748-0224. The access code is 865-482. Looking to hear from you real soon. May the Lord God bless you real good until we meet again via airwaves.